Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get to our intriguing content, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Let's see if we can find out. I don't know. Today's celebrations are a little bit light today. International Bow Day. I don't know what the heck International Bow Day is, so we're going to leave that one off. Let's see what else we have. We have got National Aviation Day. That's a little bit odd one right there as well. I'm not sure I like that one either. Okay, here we go. National Soft Ice Cream Day. Yeah, we'll take National Soft Ice. We'll go with that one. That'll work. Hey, let's look at the markets for you this morning. Again, we deal with these roller coasters. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now it's up 250 points. The S&P 500 up 34. NASDAQ up 115 points as we speak. Oil up 85 cents a barrel. Been seeing gasoline prices been dropping. I think it's like 17 days in a row, something along those lines. That's a good sign, but, you know, we are in Calizuela, so we may not be seeing the same benefit the rest of the country is. National average gallon of gasoline, $2.618. California, $3.59.8. Hawaii is at $3.64.7. It seems like they're at $3.64.7. almost all the time. I am looking, you know, right around the south is where you're going to get gasoline at the best prices. Apparently, they don't have quite the regulation that we have here in Calizuela. Louisiana, $2.23.1 per gallon, $2.23.1. And again, here in Calizuela, $3.59.8. What's that, $1.36 more in Calizuela than what they're paying in Louisiana. Unbelievable how we have to deal with that on a regular basis, but that is the way it goes. There is a price to be paid for what we do, what we get here in Calizuela. 10-year treasury, $1.587 is the yield, up just a little bit. Germany still having problems. Negative 0.648 and falling. Boy, that's been going the wrong way for quite a while. Negative 0.648. Japan, a negative 0.23. So all over the world, we are seeing problems in the marketplace on the yield. So we're going to continue to watch that one for you. What else is going on? Yeah, we've still got the turmoil in Hong Kong. So that's nothing new right there. Treasuries, we got a lot going on in the treasury market. That's going to be the big issue that's coming up. Amazing how that one's going. Target, they're launching their private label in a fight for groceries. Can try and build up some market share in that. We'll see more about that. I think they report earnings in the next couple of days. So we're going to see what happens on that one. PG&E, $18 billion is what they're looking at in lawsuits from the fires right now. $18 billion. Federal Reserve, they've got their big meeting in Jackson Hole this week, so we'll be getting a lot of information out of Jackson Hole. We'll talk more about that in the Mortgage Minute. 74% of economists in the survey see a U.S. in recession by the end of 2021. Well, they keep talking about it. Now, I'm going to share with you that we've been in the longest recovery in history. It hasn't been the strongest recovery, but it has been the longest recovery. So with that being said, if you continue to say there will be a recession in the future, at some point in time, they're going to be right. Question is, at what point in time might they be right? And that's the big issue right there. So we'll see what happens on that one. Why are the markets going up? One of the issues seems to be that the U.S. is easing their Huawei sanctions for another 90 days. So that could be a big issue right there. That can be what part of the reason why we're seeing the markets going up. A lot of issues with the trade, a lot of concerns, I guess, with the trade tariffs. And just understand that part of what's going on in the marketplace. With all these issues in the trade tariffs, what do you think that means to the manipulation ability of the markets? Right, so the president has the ultimate control on the tariffs. So at any given time, he can make those tariffs go away or get stronger. And if that's the issue, what's that mean to the overall marketplace? What does that mean when we're talking about the stock market? I mean, you start getting toward election time and the president wants to have an impact. Well, we're going to loosen some of these tariff issues. The market goes up 1,000 points. People feel good. They vote for the president. See what happens there. We're just giving you that information right up front. President Trump did offer an optimistic outlook of the economy Sunday, dismissed concerns of a looming recession after losses in financial markets last week amid his ongoing trade war with China that some could say could determine his reelection chances in 2020. So the president does not think there's going to be a recession. One of his economic advisors, National Economic Council, the director of the National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, been a very, very staunch conservative for many, many years, way before President Trump became president. On his tweet, our economy is the best in the world by far, lowest unemployment ever within almost all categories, poised for big growth after trade deals are completed, import prices down, China is eating the tariffs, helping targeted farmers from big tariff money coming in. Great future for the USA. Now, have we not been talking about that on Ron Siegel Radio for some time now? Is that the reason we are not seeing inflation in our marketplace is because China is eating the tariffs. They're the ones that are absorbing them. They do that on the cost of the goods. So, yes, the merchants, when they import the product, do pay the tariff. But here's the way it works, just so you get the understanding. So you have a widget that costs a dollar normally and has no tariff. China says, okay, the U.S. is putting 10% tariffs on there, so we're going to charge 90 cents for that tariff. It gets to the U.S., and now it's 99 cents because of a 10% tariff. So the U.S. consumer only paid that same dollar for it, but China reduced the price. Now, you have to understand their economy is not like the U.S. economy. Here, businesses are independent of the government. China is a communist country, so their government is involved in everything, right? You want a good deal in China, you have to deal with somebody in the government to get that. That's why it works that way. That's why when we look at the inflation numbers that come out on a monthly basis, we're not seeing inflation. Yet we're seeing the tariffs, and we know that we're collecting a lot of money in tariff dollars. That's how it's working. Now, apparently, the reports are, is Apple CEO Tim Cook privately made some very compelling arguments to the president and to the administration about Chinese tariffs and their products and the disadvantage it would put his company Apple, toward their chief rival, Samsung, because Samsung makes most of their products in South Korea. So here's the issue. Why is the president favoring Apple? Samsung was smarter than Apple. They're not making their goods in China. They saw that ahead of time. Just wonder what the real story is that's going there. Not a conspiracy, but just asking the question as to why is that? And again, we've been talking about that. Business will continue to do this. No inside information here, but I would be willing to guess or give an educated guess that Apple Computer will start moving some of their supply chain to South Korea. Wouldn't that make sense? That if you know that South Korea has got an advantage, and Mr. Cook just said that South Korea has an advantage because, or Samsung has an advantage making their products in South Korea. Not a stupid person. So what is he going to do? He'll start moving some of his supply chain to South Korea just in case. He might have even told the president that, you know, something, give us an extra 90 days and we can be competitive over there. We moved some of our money back here like you wanted us to with the tax bills. Now we need your help on this other side. The president may, and I have, again, no inside information. The president might be saying, okay, get it done in the next 90 days because you're not going to get another reprieve. Could be the way, because the president has come out and said that he wants to put the U.S. on a level playing field with China. How do you do that? The tariffs are the way to deal with it. I would also venture to assume that there's been some sort of behind-the-scenes discussions that, hey, China, you better not be going and pulling another Tiananmen Square on us in Hong Kong, or else that could derail this economic movement as well. China needs the U.S. They need the economics here, because Samsung proved it. The supply chain drives where people are going, where the goods and services are being made. And if those goods and services are being made somewhere else, guess what? China gets hurt, and they know it. So they've got an incentive to act a little quicker than maybe they've been acting right along, and we'll see what that does in the marketplace. We'll see how they act on it. Let's see what else we've got in the news this morning. Again, no deal yet in China, so that's there. Jackson Hole, we already spoke about that one. UK opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn promised to do everything necessary to prevent a no-deal Brexit as the odds of a snap general election remain high. Comes after Corbyn's idea to install himself as a temporary prime minister failed to gain enough support. Meanwhile, the drama in Italy continues, with the strongest indication yet that Deputy Premier Matteo Salvini's push for power is running into trouble. Not a lot of good news in the European Union, so we're watching that one for you. Overnight markets look like they did pretty well, and that is our morning briefing today. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, a great way to increase your family's net worth, ways to lower your monthly utility bills using debit card as credit. Got a lot to chat about. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a
veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage when you're ready for that next mortgage. Gold Star, they've got the products, they've got the programs, you've got the phone. Give us a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Again, that's Gold Star Mortgage. Dow Jones Industrial Average, now it's up 260 points. We can get the NASDAQ up 116 points. Boy, we can get our applause meter going for that one. 116 points on the NASDAQ. We tend to like that one. The S&P 500 is up 34. The 10-year Treasury is up 5, and we've got mortgage-backed securities. It's the only one that's going to hurt us, down 14 basis points right now. That means interest rates are slightly higher, not a whole lot, especially after what we've been watching in the marketplace recently. But what's going on? What are we going to be watching this week? What is the big movements of the week? And obviously, that is going to be the double whammy. So not a whole lot of news today, but on Wednesday, we're going to get existing home sales, and we're also going to get the Fed minutes. Now, they'll be tapered a little bit this time as opposed to what they normally are because the Jackson Hole meeting is happening on Thursday and Friday. It's where a lot of the big wigs, all the who's who in the world of economics will be there. Fed Chair Jerome Powell will be speaking and giving a more real-time talk on the economy. So the Fed minutes from the last meeting won't be nearly as important as the real-time discussion from the chairman at the event this coming week. New home sales are also going to be released on Friday. Mortgage bonds trading in the middle of the range. So we've been talking about that one. That's why we've been kind of hedging. Not really that excited. The people that are our private clients, that group, we let them know, hey, you know something? Right now, we don't need to really be too focused on locking in interest rates. Just because we're trading in the middle of this range between 101.90 and 101.35-36. So we're right dead square in the middle of that as we speak right now. We've been trading there. We're pretty much the same place where we were on Friday as well. So not a whole lot of change there. So, and again, you look at that, that's what, a 45-point spread, you know, roughly in there, about 50-point spread in there. So think about that concept. And the whole idea is, which way are the bonds going to break out? Now, we're in the favor on the side that the bond prices will go up, yields will go down. That's a mathematic formula. So it's not a whole lot of things to do there. The idea is we want to make sure that you're getting your interest rates, the very best possible pricing, the best possible rates. How do we do that? Well, we understand the markets. We watch the markets. That way we can make sure that whenever the markets are most advantageous throughout the loan process for you, for your family, that's when we're taking care of those locks for you. We're getting you until we get to the very end of the process. Once we're at the end of the process, then we've got to make a decision, get you locked in. But then you look at it and say, you know something, what happens if I just hold my property for about 6 months? Now, I am sharing with you right now, anybody that got a new home loan in the last 6 months needs to have a conversation and say, you know something? Is it time? Should I be looking at restructuring that home loan? Now, I have a lot of folks that will come to me and they say, well, Ron, you just got through telling us you think interest rates are going to continue to go down, that your forecasts are for a further drop in interest rates. How do you deal with that? Should I not just wait? Well, the answer to that question is very simple. Never wait. Why would you? Waiting on interest rates is called risk. The further out you go, the more risk. What happens? I mean, what if tomorrow we get a settlement in the trade talks? Won't happen. And the stock market goes crazy. All the money moves out of bonds, which means the bond prices drop and interest rates skyrocket. Not very likely to happen, but it could. That's called risk, timing risk. So what we're telling our private clients right now, lock into the rates that you can get right now. Take advantage of the savings. And there's a little bit of a strategy to it. Set it up in such a way that the lender pays all of the closing costs. Now, that'll cost you a slight bit more in your interest rate. And it's fascinating how many people, all they care about, the only number that they really want to hear about is what is the interest rate? Well, the answer is and ironically enough, that's probably one of the, you know, it's a piece of the pie, but it's not the biggest piece of pie, because all that really should matter to you is not what's the interest rate, is how does this fit into my family's goals? How does this fit into my family's short and long-term goals? Now, interest rate is a component of that, but what's a bigger component of it is dollars, Benjamin Franklin's. And I am a big, big proponent that you need to understand the Benjamin Franklin's more than you need to understand anything else. Now, isn't the interest rate the component of the Benjamin Franklin's? It is one piece of that pie. The other part of that is, what are the total costs? What is the break-even analysis? And that's what we really want to understand, is what is that break-even? Where do we find out what the break-even point is? And when we know what that break-even point is, can we make money? Is it better for our family at that time? The answer right now is yes. It's important. And because when you're looking at what that break-even is going to do for you, that's where you say, okay, you know something? I've got this great break-even point, and if I take advantage right now, I might have a slightly higher interest rate. I might have a payment that's $20 or $30 or $50 more than optimal, but my break-even point is tomorrow, right? As opposed to maybe your break-even point doesn't come for another 20 months. And then you look at it and say, well, I didn't really save any money by doing the refinance because interest rates are cheaper again. Well, you're right. You didn't save any money because you didn't do it the right way. All you looked at is, what are the interest rates? And I've shared with you that the Benjamin Franklin rate is much more important than what is the interest rate. But a lot of people, all they understand is the interest rate, because no one's put on paper for them how much money they'll save. I just had one of the private clients over the weekend say to me, well, you know something? I'm resetting my loan date. Now, the FHA, those that are in FHA loans and VA loans, there are some special programs for you that you can just reduce the interest rate with a very, very minimal amount of paperwork. Yet does have a little bit of cost to it, because you're dealing with the upfront mortgage insurance, but you may have a rebate on your prior upfront mortgage insurance if you're going from an FHA loan to another FHA loan. So there may be a bit of a rebate in there, might save you some money, but it's all understanding, how do you get that rebate? Is anybody watching out for that for you? How is that working? So you want to look at that. But go back to the private client that I spoke with over the weekend, and his savings would be $250 per month, $250 a month. And he said, well, Ron, I'm not sure if I'm saving anything because I'm adding an extra year on or 2 years on to my loan. And I said, well, that's optional. I said, well, what do you mean that's optional? I said, well, here's the issue is, yes, you're doing a new 30-year loan, But if you take that $250 a month savings and add that as a principal payment, just increase the mandatory payment by $250 every month, you actually turn out cutting your loan period down by about 4 years in that particular scenario. Now, every scenario is a little different. I don't know how much money you'll save. I don't know what it'll do for you. But that basically, send a few pieces of paper to us and let's get some signatures from you. And that's all it's going to take, right? So would you not sit, is your signature worth $250 a month? Is it worth exploring to get that at $250 a month? Just throw that out there for your consideration. And if you want more specifics on it, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I would be happy to get some preliminary numbers for you and see how it makes, what it makes, does it make sense for your family? I don't know that answer. But I do know you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, a great way to increase your family's net worth, 19 ways to lower your monthly utility bills, using a debit card as credit, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. And if you have your dream home, maybe you want to get the free home digest. It's all about your home. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest, no spaces. SLT Home Digest to 79564. You can get your free home digest right there. A great way to increase your family's net worth. Every 3 years, the Federal Reserve conducts its survey of consumer finances. Data is collected across all economic and social groups. The latest survey data covers 2013 to 2016. The study revealed that the median net worth of a homeowner is $231,400, a 15% increase since 2015. At the same time, the median net worth of renters decreased by 5%, $5,200 today compared to $5,500 in 2013. These numbers reveal that the net worth of a homeowner is over 44 times greater than that of a renter. Owning a home is a great way to build family wealth. As we've said before, simply put, home ownership is a form of quote-unquote forced savings. Every time you pay your mortgage, you're contributing to your net worth by increasing your equity in your home. That's why Gallup reported Americans picked real estate as the best long-term investment for the sixth year in a row. According to this year's results, 35% of Americans chose real estate. Stocks followed at 27%, then savings accounts and gold. Bottom line, if you want to find out how you can use your monthly housing cost to increase your family's wealth, let's get together and chat about it. There are a lot of ways of doing it. again, it's all on the finance side. There's so many people that don't understand the finance side of your household budget, or the debt side, I should say. Like, financing is all about the debt, right? So a lot of people just don't understand about dealing with debt. And they just look at it and they say, okay, well, I have debt. I got to deal with it. There's not a whole lot I can do about it. But the fact of the matter is there are a lot of strategies that you can deal with in changing that around or making it more favorable to you. And I've been talking a lot of people are saying, you know, you're really on the bandwagon right now, Ron, on the home financing and the refinancing. And the reason is it's opportunity. You have to take opportunity when it's looking at you. And right now the opportunities are there to really make a big advantage for your family in understanding what is your household blended debt. Household blended debt. And how do you make that work for you? Now, in some instances, there's some new products on the market that if you're into rental real estate, right? So maybe you've got equity in your house and you take the equity out of your house and you want to buy a piece of rental property. Now, I'm going to suggest to you that if you're going to buy a piece of rental property, have a safety cushion for making payments. Right, just in case something in the economy goes south or unexpected, or you don't have the ability of renting that property out for a certain period of time, have a liquid safe position of reserves. But let's think about this one. What if you have a lot of equity in your property and you want to take that out? Can do that, not a problem. And now you want to go buy a piece of rental property. And I don't care whether it's a beach house, house up in the mountains, a house out in the desert, whatever you're thinking about. But there are loans on the market right now, and they're back to the days of 2005, 6, 7, in a little bit of a safer manner. But we can actually look at what the rent of the property is and say, okay, the property's renting for $2,000. Well, as long as the mortgage payment and interest and taxes and HOA is less than $2,000, so it could be $1,999, and you have enough for a down payment, generally 20%, you can basically go in and say, okay, I want to buy that property. I'm going to rent it out, and you don't look at the income at all. You don't even have to have a job, right? And you can do that with an interest-only payment, and the interest is a little bit more than what the market rate is for a Fannie or Freddie loan, but not significantly more. So then you go back and you look at the article that we talked about a little bit earlier that says that's the way of developing your net worth. Why is that the way of developing your net worth? Well, even if your property goes up, I'm going to use a number of 5%, okay? So you have a $200,000 property. I know that's hard to find in Southern California. But if that appreciates 5% a year, and I know some areas that's high, but give me a second, that's going to be $200,000 property, $10,000 a year of appreciation. Now, remember, you took the money out of another property to do that. The rent is going to pay for that payment, and it goes up $10,000 a year. Now, you didn't really put any money. You put $20,000 into it, or $40,000 into it, right? 20% of that $200,000. So you put $40,000 in, you get $10,000 is your appreciation. That's a 25% return on your capital. Not bad. Now, remember I said, well, maybe it doesn't go up 5%. Maybe it only does 2.5%, which is below what is anticipated or forecast for Southern California. It's below the historic norms for the United States and for Southern California. But say it's only 2.5%, so it doesn't go up that 5%, which would have been 10,000, but it goes up 2.5%. So that is $5,000 appreciation on your 20, on your 40, I mean. So now you've got 12.5% return on your capital. What else are you doing to get 12.5% return? Oh, Ron, I borrowed the money, though, to do that. Okay, so make the payment. Make that payment on the other borrowed money, and you're borrowing at, say, 4%, maybe even 5%, maybe 3%, whatever the number is that you're borrowing at. And you're getting 5 to 10% return on your money. That's how you end up making money, because you can only make money two ways in America, legally. right? It's either you're making the money off of your own efforts or you're making your money work for you. When you've got home equity, that's called dead money. It's not doing anything for you. Maybe it makes you feel good, but what makes you feel good? Money coming in or dead equity that's doing absolutely nothing for you? That's a conversation only you can have with yourself. I can't help you with that part of it, but I can tell you the numbers say that you're going to do better off if you can get your money working for you and get a return on your investment that's greater than your cost, calling arbitrage right there. That's all the way it's done. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, 19 ways to lower your monthly utility bills and using debit card as credit. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every time at Ron Siegel Radio. Or at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, you have a credit report. It is wrong. Credit Sanitizer, Jeff Sipes and his team at Blue Water Credit, they've got these solutions for you. Are you looking? Are you checking? Are you watching your credit report to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to get that credit score maximized to its full potential? Just checking in on you. 19 ways to lower your monthly utility bills. Have you ever found yourself in a constant battle with your spouse over the thermostat? Does your roommate take hour-long steam-filled showers? Are you leaving the TV on all day so your pets don't feel so alone while you're at work? If you're the one paying the utility bills, you've probably seen these reflected in your monthly bill. If you're renting your home, you might not have the liberty to install a new ceiling fan or programmable thermostat, but that doesn't mean there are not other ways to save on your bills. Here are some tips and tricks to lowering your monthly utility bill. Don't meddle with the thermostat. If you're micromanaging your thermostat, it could be costing you. Adjusting the thermostat from hot to cold or cold to hot causes your air conditioner and furnace to continually be turning off and on, causing them to run inefficiently. Say it's a cold winter day, and upon arriving home, you turn your thermostat up to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Your furnace turns on, heats the apartment or house, then shuts off. You still feel a bit chilly and raise the temperature a few degrees. The furnace has to use more energy to turn back on and continue heating your home. The longer you leave your furnace or air conditioner running, the more cost efficient they will be. Do not heat and cool an empty house. On the contrary, some people leave their heater or cooler on all day. While having the air conditioning on longer while your home is beneficial, there's no need to cool down the house if no one is there to enjoy it. According to Energy Star, leaving your thermostat at the same setting may be costing you up to $180 per year. Ow! It's recommended that if you're going to be out of the house for at least 6 to 8 hours, that you set your thermostat 5 to 8 degrees higher in the summer and 10 to 15 degrees lower in the winter. When you get home, turn the thermostat up to your desired temperature. Invest in a fan. While installing a ceiling fan isn't possible for many tenants, there is still hope for a cooler, cost-efficient home. You can purchase a pedestal fan, tower fan, bladeless fan, or a window fan as an alternative. If you're lucky enough to have a ceiling fan, use it to your advantage. While most people think of fans as solely a way to cool off in the summer, changing the direction it spins can give your AC or heating unit a much-needed break. A ceiling fan rotating counterclockwise will push cold air down and create a wind chill effect. In the wintertime, your ceiling fan should rotate clockwise. The updraft will push the warm air down and make the room feel warmer. Utilize that seasonality. Obviously, we don't have a lot of seasons here in Southern California, but, you know, we get used to what we have. It gets a little chilly. The season can determine whether you're blasting the air conditioning or cranking up the thermostat. However, instead of solely relying on technology to regulate the temperature of your home, why not give Mother Nature a chance? During the spring, open up a window. Let that spring breeze cool down your home. Fall is a great time to crack open those blinds and let the sun shine in. Optimize your window coverings. Using Mother Nature to help heat and cool your apartment or home works great during the more mild-mannered months. You'll want a little more temperature regulation during the extreme winter and summer months. Keep your home cool during the summer. Keep the blinds and curtains shut throughout the day. This will block out any heat coming in through the windows. If you live in a region with extreme winters, not Orange County, consider adding a plastic window covers. The film will help stop drafty windows from letting in cool air. Use dryer balls. Throwing a few dryer balls in with your laundry can cut drying time by up to 25%. While you can get dryer balls in all shapes and sizes, the theory on how they work is the same. Having a few dryer balls in with your laundry will keep the clothes from clumping together. As the balls retain heat, they will accelerate the drying process, reducing the time your laundry takes. Unplug while you're gone. The amount of technology in your home is very likely the culprit of our increasing electric bills. Leaving your television, lamps, computers, and other electronics plugged in while you're not using them doesn't mean you're not using energy. A phantom load is the electricity that is consumed by an electronic appliance while it is off or in standby mode. Phantom load powers the clocks on your stove and microwave. It allows your television to power up quickly when you push the power button. It keeps your internet running. Now, it can be annoying to constantly be unplugging your electric devices every time you leave the house. The best way to get into the habit and kick those phantom load charges to the curb is to start by unplugging your electronics while you are on vacation. If no one is using the lamps, computer, or television, save some time and money. Unplug. You can save money on your water bill. Don't overwater the lawn, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It's been estimated that 50% of the water we use goes to waste from evaporation, wind, or runoff due to overwatering. And homes with an automatic sprinkler system use about 50% more water than those without them. Avoid overwatering by talking to your local utility company. They should be able to offer advice and recommendations for how much water you need and the best time to water. Another way to avoid overwatering your lawn is to check your property for broken, clogged, or leaky sprinkler heads. An easy way to find out if your lawn is getting enough water is to step on it. If the grass springs back in an upright position, then it does not need to be watered. Don't run partial loads. Older washers use approximately 40 to 45 gallons of water per load. The average family washes about 300 loads of laundry each year. Think about how much water is wasted. If you're only putting in a couple of t-shirts, waiting until you have a full load, significantly reduce the amount of energy and water consumption. Likewise, save on your water bill by only starting the dishwasher once it's packed full of dirty dishes. Do not hand wash dishes. Take shorter showers. Repair leaky faucets. Don't be afraid to negotiate when it comes to the best cable package. You can often negotiate your way to a better deal. Doesn't always work, but it doesn't hurt to try. Might get $10 off a month. Maybe you get $100 off. Don't switch providers or cancel on impulse. If you're fed up with your current satellite TV provider, canceling your contract right then and there may cost you. Most satellite TV companies will charge a $20 to $30 fee each month that is left on your contract. So be careful of that one. Don't let unexpected fees slide. Write down the most watched channels. Even though you get over 300 channels, doesn't mean you should. If an a la carte TV pack that allows you to customize your channel lineup might be better for you. Do you ever notice that? How few channels we really do watch? It just fascinates me. Reduce the number of cable boxes. Bundle your cable and internet. Sign up for automatic payments. Many TV packages charge $5 to $10 or more if you're not signed up for automatic payments. Might be a good way to just to save an extra $60 to $120 per month. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com. Jeff Sipes and his team over there at Blue Water Credit, they're the ones that take care of the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio, helping you get your credit corrected. Every credit report has an error on it. Never seen one that doesn't. So it might just help you. It may not help your score. Maybe you don't need it corrected. But you know something? It may come a day or time that you wonder, you know, what happened? Why is it not there? Just a thought for you. Using your credit debit card as a credit card. That is the next conversation we have on our daily rundown. I hear one of the big talk show hosts or talk radio hosts saying all the time, just use a debit card. You don't need a credit card for anything. And it just drives me nuts.
You know better than that.
When you're paying at the register, you're often asked whether you're making a debit or credit payment. This isn't a question about whether you're paying with existing checking account funds or if you'll be borrowing the money from a credit card lender. It's a question about how you want the payment processed. And most of the time, yes, you can use your debit card as a credit at checkout. What happens when you use your debit card as credit? You make a purchase, select the process, your payment as credit. It's an offline transaction. The funds for offline transactions are deducted after the merchant settles the purchase with the credit card processor and typically take 2 to 3 days to be reflected in your account balance. That's according to the folks at MasterCard. Again, according to MasterCard, when you use a debit card and your PIN, the transaction is completed in real time. That's also known as an online transaction. You authorize the purchase with your PIN, and the money is immediately transferred from your bank to the merchant. These are debit card transactions, but in reality, the difference between a debit and a credit transaction have little real impact on your bottom line. There may be some differences in fees paid by the retailer or processor, but those are rarely passed on to the consumer directly. Some individuals choose to use their debit cards as credit at the register to avoid having to enter their PIN number. It's commonly believed that this creates some additional security against someone learning that number and having one more piece of information to support credit card fraud. Just a thought for you, and that is, again, using your debit card as credit. You can do it. It's your choice. And as always, one choice that we ask you to make, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.